Hey, it's the Graveyard Girls.
You right today, Natasha?
No, I have to wear headphones listening to this now we record because we've had so many weird instances.
With dodgy audio. So, you know how I mentioned MI5 might be listening in on that first episode because of Florence? I think we might have actually been intercepted.
Yeah, me too, because it started on my TV.
Oh.
Weird
no.
Audio, and I don't know why. It's like there's Daleks.
Oh, that's not good.
It's weird, unless it's aliens.
No, that's no aliens. It's either MI5 listening, because the trackers now, and they're ruining our audio, in which case, can you please stop interfering, because it's incredibly frustrating.
Yes.
That we have to keep re-recording parts of our episode.
Yes.
And if not, I'll be a little bit less pissed if it's a ghost. Oh. I feel, yeah.
Well, I do think my house is haunted, so yes.
It could be. Yeah, it could be a little ghosty.
Yeah.
I'm not quite as pissed off with the ghost, but even still, could you like maybe time it a bit better? Like, either make it in like the first couple of seconds or the last couple, so it's a really easy bit to edit out,
yeah.
Rather than in the middle where I've got some facts that I then have to trawl back through all my notes for when I re-record.
Well, since you, I'm the one who edits, and then I'm like halfway through, and then there's this weird... And I'm like, oh, for God's sake.
I know, but it's been at really awkward parts in my cases, so when I've had to re-record... And it's horrible because then when we've re-recorded it, I don't sound the same as I did when I was, because I'm not in the flow of the conversation. So it looks, so then when we've tried to patch it back up, it looks obvious that we've started another conversation or I've just had some weird fit in the middle when, like, or an outburst. And my voice has gone funny for a couple of minutes where we've had to put a new section in.
Especially because some of the episodes we had a cold or with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're sounded a bit different. And then, yeah, we've re-recorded it and the voices are a completely
perfectly
different pitch.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we have to psych each other up. It's like we have to then listen to the last few minutes that are okay to try and get ourselves back into the conversation so we can blend it back in. And it's a hell of a lot of effort. Either that or we have to completely re-record the episode.
It's bad enough just recording an episode, but going back to re-record, it's like, oh, for God's sake.
So, yeah. So whoever's listening in and interfering, if you could stop, please.
Yes.
Because it's incredibly frustrating. After this, it's going to turn out to be something we've done.
I think it is. Like we said, we're amateurs. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, no, we have absolutely no idea. There was this, like, the other week going, yeah, we've got the hang of this now.
Yeah.
So it's
clearly
like,
not.
Obviously not. We're a little bit stuck. So Gideon again has had to come to the rescue.
Yeah, we really do owe him a Tesla now.
yeah, we've promised him. when this set takes off. That we're going to buy him a Tesla. So, yeah.
I guess now it's on audio, we kind of have to commit to that.
Yeah, we really do, don't we?
Yeah. Unless he doesn't provide this in evidence of court of law.
I don't think Gideon's taken us to court.
No. Which is...
Please don't, Gideon.
He doesn't say that it's a Tesla he can drive. It could just be a mini, like, toy one.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I can make one out of Lego, it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what sort of case have you got for me today?
I finally have a cult case.
Ooh, we haven't had a cult yet.
I know, that's why I thought I'd do it. It's a ancient cult.
Ooh, I like this.
I have found my cult and you'll see why.
Oh, is this one we're both going to want to join?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The other part you might enjoy more than me.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying not to give it away. But today I'm going to take us back to ancient Greece and into the cult of Dionysus.
Okay.
Do you know Dionysus?
I haven't heard of this.
I never heard of this. So the cult had strong associations with centaurs, satyrs, and Selene. And its characteristic symbols were the bull, serpent, tigers, leopards, ivy, and wine.
Oh, so a few.
Everything. The cult was also associated with euphoria and ecstasy. I said it.
You did say it.
I said ecstasy.
Yeah, well, I thought I was going to have to be prompted then. Natasha can't say that word.
I could, and then I couldn't when I was at work, and my brain just dislodged.
Yeah, had to say it for you. I was ready to be prompted to say it for you.
Ecstasy. I said it. I'm very proud of myself. So ecstasy, usually involving copious amounts of wine and characteristic symbols aimed at removing one's inhibitions and bringing them closer to nature.
Okay.
So it sounds like a
Okay. Although, can I have something else instead of wine? Because I don't like wine.
Oh, okay. I thought that's the thing you would want.
The alcohol's not the issue. It's I don't really like wine. I'm not a fan of wine.
Yeah, it's I'm not a fan of wine. So I thought you'd want that. And I'd want the other thing.
Okay.
Followers of the cult obviously worship Dionysus, the god of wine, religious ecstasy, and fertility. Two prominent Athenian festivals were held annually dedicated to Dionysus. These were Dionysia, Lanaia. At these events, phallic...
I love where this is going already.
This is why I said this is my cult. I found it. Phallic processions were a key feature, and the phallus were often fetishized with obscenities and celebrations. It sounds like a good cult.
It does.
Yeah.
It basically sounds like they're just wandering around a bit pissed already. They've got pissed first, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm into that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Even though I don't really drink.
I mean, to be fair, I don't as much anymore, but...
I think I got hungover, like, 3 New Year's Eves ago with one drink.
Oh.
And I was like, nah, not doing it again.
How did you do it with one drink? What, did you just make it extra strong?
I think I was at work, and then I didn't eat the night before.
Oh, it's gone, yeah.
So okay. I was nothing completely to soak it up. Empty stomach, yeah. So it was a hard drink.
Okay.
I am a lightweight too.
Oh, okay.
The cult of Dionysus worshipped the god of wine through a ritual known as Dionysian Mysteries, which were comparable and linked to Orphic Mysteries. Orphism is a set of religious beliefs and practices associated with literature ascribed to the mythical poet Orpheus, who descended into the underworld and returned. The central focus of Orphism is the suffering and death of Dionysus. Dionysus revered both Dionysus and Persephone, who is the sister of Dionysus, and she's queen of the underworld, goddess of the death, life, grain, and destruction.
I like the sound of her.
I do like her.
Can we be her?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, both of us, the god of queen of the underworld.
We can have two queens, that's fine.
Okay.
It means you don't have to like rule every day, we'll take it in turns.
Okay, that fits with me.
So you can have all the riches of being a queen, but you can have some days off as well.
Well, the queen doesn't really do anything.
I know, but I feel if you're queen in the underworld, you know, like, you got to...
You're ferrying the bodies, yeah.
Yeah, you got to be a bit extra evil. You got to pull that... Not extra put your arm... evil.
I was just going to sit around and eat grapes. Can I not do that?
Yeah, but you can look like you might have murdered all your husband.
Okay.
I think you can pull off that look.
What are you trying to say? I may have.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Natasha definitely hasn't murdered any men. That's a disclosure.
You're the one who's murdering people.
I know, you're just very casual about it.
Yeah, I send you to do it.
Yeah. I'm like your henchwoman.
Yeah.
This one.
Orpheus was said to have invented the mysteries of Dionysus, but it's also unclear if this is true or not. They don't know.
Right, okay, so where... because of them, it's a myth. Is that what you're going with it?
Maybe. Okay. But there's also... What, the cult is a myth?
Yeah.
No, there's evidence of the cult existing.
Oh, right, okay.
But they don't know the origin of it.
Okay. So could it be that started surrounding a myth or something that they've worshipped?
Yes.
Okay.
Because this is what confuses me at the time. Obviously, ancient Greek.
Yeah.
In my head, they think the gods are there at that time.
Yeah, but they're not. They're like worshipping something from before.
Yeah.
It's weird as well, because every time at school when I had the Greeks mentioned to me, like, I knew the Romans were obviously go out and have war, but in my head as a child, I thought Romans were real and Greeks were myths.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I don't know if it's because you think of, like, Greek mythology, yeah. But that's how I associated it as a child. I didn't think, like, Greeks were real.
They're real.
They are real. But yeah, that's what I associated it with. Because me at the time, like, it was like Romans. Mm. And like, they were telling the Greek myths. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, because they took all the myths. Yeah. That's kind of similar when I thought that princesses weren't real. Because they're nothing like in Disney.
Thought, yeah, you thought they were like just fairy tales.
Yeah, well, it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, true.
But then also Princess Diana. It didn't click that she was a princess.
I think it's weird as a kid, though, like what you perceive to be real and what's not. I think as well, because the Greek things seem so, not far-fetched, but so different from what we know and other historical things, that it just did seem a bit airy-fairy, especially when you look at, like, paintings and
Yeah, because I just...
They're just, like, in the clouds.
Yeah, in the clouds or up the mountain, just lounging around, drinking wine.
And
that's
eating
it.
Grapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much
and
all
then Zeus with the lightning bolt.
Yeah.
And also fucking everything.
There's lots of naked ladies with long flowing hair.
Yeah. And they're all wearing togas.
Yeah. Well, half of them are naked. All I remember is, even at school, because the boys were giggling, there was boobies.
Oh, and the little tiny...
Yeah, perfect boobs.
Of course. They're made out of marble.
I want a really fat one. But you don't see any depictions of them where they're just, you know, like one, instead of eating grapes, she's eating like the equivalent of like fast food. With just all the fat spilling out over the side of a, what is the thing that they sit on? They're not laying back on it, but you know what I mean, like lounging on it.
Kind of like a chaise longue.
Yeah, that.
There is a bigger statue, but it's not Greek. You know the one that's, I don't know what she's called, but she's like really, she's got a hand on her boobs like this.
Oh.
And then she's round.
I don't know.
I can't remember what it's called, but I think a few years ago, they think a woman did it herself, like taking angles of her, because it's such a weird shape for a figure.
Yeah.
And is it like a Madonna thing? Not the singer. I think it's the name is Madonna or the beautiful thingy.
I have no idea.
You have no idea what I'm about.
Nope. But I like it. I would like it if somewhere in storage someone's just got like a really plump person eating. What was the equivalent of fast food back then? Is it just meat? Not fast food, but yeah, like meat was not something that everyone...
I assume so. And yeah, there'd be...
Just with a pork chop.
Just holding. Yeah. Is that your statue? I think they would be probably bigger than what the average would be. Because think about it. They sound lazy.
Yeah. I feel, yeah. And the thing is, all it sounds like all they're doing is just eating all day. Mm. And then they slither into the swimming pool. Swimming pool baths.
I don't remember any Greek wars. Oh, wait. Spartans? Are they Greek or are they Roman?
I think they're
Roman. We know so much about history. But yeah, I think they're more peaceful and the Romans are the ones with all the wars, right?
Yeah. It's, yeah. Because they're all trying to be the bloody Roman emperor.
Yeah. Let's get on to this.
Sorry, get back to your cult.
Oh yeah, my cult. Yeah. The ritual that the cult used involved the use of trance-inducing substances and copious amounts of wines. Dance and music was also used to help remove the inhibitions of the initiatives. Obviously, wine played a huge role in the Dionysian worship, and the drunkenness and freeness that one felt from drinking was said to be caused by the possession. Dionysus is.
Yeah.
Spirit. Bulls and goats were also worshipped by the cult due to their association to wine. The wine was drunk out of the bull's horns and the flesh of the goats were used as wineskins.
Oh.
Do you know what a wineskin is?
No.
I don't know if you've ever seen in an old TV show or movie. It's like a bag that looks like a bagpipe.
Right.
And it's filled with wine.
Oh, have seen these before.
Yeah. Okay. Because I had to Google it and I was just like, oh, okay, I know what that is.
Yeah, no, I have seen them. I don't know what I thought they were called. I didn't really think about it, to be honest.
So yeah, this cult just seems to worship anything and everything.
But I also don't think it's the spirit of your person. I think it might be the fact that they're a bit pissed.
Yeah. But you're being possessed by him because you're drunk.
Okay.
Can you imagine having a drunk god?
I mean, I feel like it'd be a lot of fun, but also, what happens when you get, like, your angry drunks?
Or?
And does everyone see him?
I don't know. Maybe he's only shows himself to the cult members because they're worshipping him. And he can just stumble around freely.
Yeah, maybe.
Or, God was in fact drunk, and that explains 2020.
Oh.
And all the shit before and after.
Quite possibly. But I also don't believe in God.
Many offerings were left for Dionysus during the ritual, including fig, ivy, honey, wine, musk, and frankincense. I mean, it sounds...
That smells very smelly.
Also sounds a little bit like Jesus frankincense.
Oh, well, like frankincense and myrrh.
Yeah. What is frankincense?
I don't know.
Okay, okay. Like a...
I thought it was because you get gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I thought it was like another stone or a coin.
I thought it was like a scent thing.
Maybe you're possibly right. I don't know. I have absolutely no idea.
We have no idea about anything, do we?
No, only the things we're interested in, which is really bad.
Initiates left these gifts during the ritual in the hope that Dionysus would bless their lives for the better.
Okay.
Which is, yeah.
Yeah, I quite like that idea.
I get that. It's nice. The ritual represented Dionysus as the beast god within all the initiatives and members of the cult. And as such, the invocation of spirit was the most central part of the mysteries. The last part of the ritual shifted the tone to a transcendental one. Now, I don't know if this entails or how they invoked this spirit, but I think it's just drinking.
Right, okay. So it appears when you're pissed.
I think so. Okay. Which, and also they take substances, don't they? So that might be another way.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So they think they're seeing him. I don't know. But yeah, I'm guessing it's... I don't know how they transcend or what they mean. So are they thinking they're going to a different realm to see him?
What, to the underworld?
Yeah, maybe. I think that's his sister.
Oh, right, okay.
He's the other way.
The top half.
He's up a mountain.
Right, okay.
Because I think in Greek, they have an underworld, but their heaven...
What's the... Is it overworld?
No, there is the mountain, Mount Olympus.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
So that's their heaven.
Right, okay.
So I think that's probably where Dionysus would be.
Okay, getting pissed with the other gods.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm not sure what they did to transcend, but I'm guessing it links to Dionysus in the spirit realm, or just them invoking his spirit within them, so they feel more powerful in what they do.
Right, okay.
And obviously, I don't know what this entails, because it's a cult. And cults are obviously mysterious.
Yes, very secretive.
Yes. So none of this probably happened in the cult. It's just hearsay, I guess.
I mean, I feel like the lot of drinking probably did happen.
Yeah, there's probably orgies and stuff.
Yeah.
Because they do get banned later on.
Oh.
Yeah. The cult of Dionysus traces back to at least Mycenaean Greece, since its name is found in Mycenaean Linear B tablets. Dionysus is often shown riding a leopard, wearing a leopard skin.
Okay.
Or in a chariot drawn by panthers.
Oh.
Did they have them in Greece?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
I think they do live in quite hot countries, to be fair.
But in Greece?
Well, maybe not, but they might have had them imported.
Okay.
They have all weird sort of weird animals, don't they?
But they have, like, the griffin. So some of them, this you got to take with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, but someone would have had to have seen them at the time to know what they are, to be able to depict them.
Mm.
I feel like there's someone, like, you know, a really extravagant animal collector.
Oh, yeah. A chariot drawn by panthers, which I thought is very extravagant and weird. Beside the grapevine, ivy is also sacred to him, and the fig is also a symbol for him. Basically, he's got a lot of symbols and a lot of things.
I feel like as well, but it was a kind of misinterpreted because the half of them were pissed. So it's just what was there, what people have remembered. Like, you know, when you're a bit drunk and you kind of remember things from the night before, but not all of it, and it's a bit muddled and it's a bit weird.
Yeah. And I feel like ivy's... I do picture that with all
ivy
the grease.
Ivy is in, like, poison ivy?
Maybe they use that to transcend.
Oh, maybe.
And then they can see him. Maybe? I don't know.
I also feel like they've got it in their hair.
Yeah, that's what I feel like they just wandered through a bush and now they've got... They're covered.
So
they're covered
they got
ivy.
Pissed, they fell in a bush.
Yeah.
Came out and were like, ooh, there's a god here.
I'm Dionysus. It's like, you're not. Jeff, come on. And obviously, because the Romans took basically everything of the Greeks.
Yes.
They also stole the court.
Oh, okay. That was nice of them.
It was, introduced. It's probably the polite, maybe correct term. I don't know. So it was introduced into Rome about 200 BC from Magna Graecia. The Bacchanalia, which is the Roman equivalent of the festivals, were held in secret and attended by women only.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was like an elite men's club, but I quite like this one.
I like this cult. I think we should start our own.
Yeah.
Definitely. Worship the phallus and not wine.
What do you want instead?
Just some juice.
Yeah. And lots of sugary drinks. Just sugar.
Sugar.
Cake.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. We'll start our own cult. The Graveyard Girls cult.
Yeah. I will always have chocolate fudge cake. Can I have some chocolate fudge cake?
And some
ice cream.
Yes, for the salted hot days. Salted caramel ice cream. Oh. That's what I was gonna say.
But, I quite like the idea of this.
Yeah, we should have a cool.
Can you imagine today is with a bit of, a bit of fudge cake, then some ice cream afterwards to help cool down.
I have ice cream. I don't have cake.
You've ruined it, Natasha.
And we could go buy someone.
Want to start the cool in your study?
Yeah, it's our recording studio. So we started a cool.
Yeah, we started a corner.
Okay. Yeah. Attended by women only. The festivals were held in the grave of Simila near Aventine Hill, which is one of the seven hills which ancient Rome was once built. They were held on the 16th and 17th of March.
Oh, near my birthday. I mean, I wasn't alive then, but it's fine.
So is that when you want our festivals to go ahead?
We need it to be in between both of our birthdays. So yeah, it could be the end of March because you're like mid-April, beginning of March. So yeah, end of March, we'll have we'll have our little cult festival.
Graveyard Girls Festival. I like that. Okay. Subsequently, admission to the rites were extended to men, and then a celebration took place 5 times a month.
Oh.
So men were allowed in. What happened to being women only?
I mean, they kind of knew that for the phallus.
Or you could just
having model ones.
They could have like marble ones.
Oh, okay.
And then just worship them. You don't need them attached.
Okay. Are we going like Boudicca from the other week, just lobbing them off?
And that makes me sad because of Brokeback Mountain. Because I was confused. Did he die because of his penis was ripped off?
Or... I mean, you can bleed heavily, but you can also survive that, because as long as you still got your pee hole. The toxins can come out.
This is the rest of it
can heal,
me.
Because your genitals can heal quite quickly.
Yeah.
So I think it depends whether you stem the bleeding and whether you've still got a pee hole, because you need to get rid of the toxins inside. That's what's more likely to kill you, I think.
Yeah, but this is what confused me in Game of Thrones. With the,
I must confess, I haven't watched Game of Thrones. Oh. I was going to start watching, I was really behind on it, and then I was going to start watching it, and then obviously it was the last season, and obviously it has a shitty ending.
Yes.
So I just haven't started watching it, because I know I'm going to be disappointed at the end. Clara's told me to watch all the way up until the last season.
That's what I was literally about to say. So watch all of that. So there's this army.
Right.
They're called the Unsullied.
Right.
And they remove the thingies.
Penises. Yeah. For adults, Sasha.
The thingies. I wanted to...
They're dangly bits.
But I wasn't sure if it was they removed the balls or the penis or both.
Because a lot of things are just remove the balls.
Yeah. But I think they released both. So then I was like, well, how did they pee?
Yeah, no, because your urethra? Is that the right word? Yeah, it goes all the way up.
Yeah, but like...
And inside. So you have
a little hole?
Yeah, so as long as you don't stitch that bit up, or that bit doesn't heal over and you can urinate, you're fine. Because ours are only bigger because we put things in it. If we didn't do that, we'd also have tiny little holes. It'd be like little belly buttons.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be tiny, wouldn't it? Because you don't need a big pee hole because it's fluid.
That has nothing to do with the case.
I know, but for the purpose of this, if you chopped your penis off, don't chop your penis off. I'm not suggesting anyone does that. Although if no anyone has been in an accident and happens to have lost their penis, if they could explain this to us, I'd be very grateful. No pictures though, please. I don't want any pictures. No. Yeah, if they could explain it to us.
No, my friend and I used to talk about snapped penises.
Oh.
Yeah, that's traumatic as well. Yeah.
I feel like we might have had a bit to drink. We might be part of this festival right now.
We are Dionysus's spirit.
Oh, right, okay.
Because
he's what? He's in us.
At the same time? Well, he's a god.
His spirit split in two.
I was going to say something else, but I forgot. Oh, it's great.
Penises.
It's the flaccid brain still. Yes, it's penis.
It's a real problem.
It is. You and I both have it. Right, on to the story.
Yeah, sorry, back to you. I've very much distracted you with chopping penises off.
So yes, men were allowed in, and then the celebrations took
five... I'm sorry, did we have them on a little podium and they're just admiring... not admiring their penises, but like I feel like they're on a little podium.
Did you see Catch 22?
No.
Oh, okay. Because there's a scene... And the camera angle's obviously behind the guy.
Yeah.
And this guy just lifts his balls up with a pen and you see it on camera. So that's what I'm kind of imagining.
Okay.
Kind of like that. No, I don't think they rated like, them.
I don't know. Like a little catwalk, like they're struck down.
No, it's like...
He's got a big one.
No, it'd be like... You know, my impression of the Grinch. I was like, this.
Yeah. Yeah, they get to the end and they do a little pose.
Granddaddy?
I miss Granddaddy Brian.
Oh. The notoriety of these festivals, where supposedly many crimes and political conspiracies were planned, led to an... I thought you just yawned.
I did.
Oh. I can hear you. I looked at you, but you was like, I got the giggles. Right, I'll do it again.
I can't concentrate.
Me neither. I'm trying to read.
I think it's the heat. It's getting to me. It's the heat. All those penises.
It's the heat.
Can you imagine as if we were at that? We'd be very distracted for the show.
I just imagine us sitting there, cross-legged with like big giant drink with a straw. And we're just like...
No, we'd be giggling like idiots. Everyone else would be really serious.
I'm like, there's a willy. Oh,
look at his dangly bits. He's got a little one.
Yeah, you can have that one. Apparently, back in those days, the smaller ones...
Well, yeah, more favourable.
Yeah.
I've read this the other day. What have we been looking into? Yeah, no, they're saying a lot. But to be fair, when you look at a lot of those marble statues, they're not exactly down to their knees, are they?
It's just a little leaf. Yeah. Or sometimes it's not even there. It's
exactly.
Lopped off.
Maybe that's what they like, just like little packed. Maybe it's because it was like discreet.
Why do you want it discreet?
I'm thinking about like packing it away.
Well, like mine.
Yeah. Oh, God. Ugh. I'm really distracted now.
We're nearly at the
I've
end.
Been distracted by a penis.
It's
very hot.
It is very hot. You need to stop thinking of the phallus.
I can't help it. You've brought it up, Natasha.
I'll begin again. The notoriety of these festivals were supposedly many crimes and political conspiracies.
What crimes? Against the penises?
Because now anyone... So men and women can join. I think of like the politicians were part of it.
Oh, sorry, I'm just thinking like modern day politicians and
Boris.
Yeah,
yeah. But they probably are. So the political conspiracies were planned, led to an 186 BC decree of the Senate, the so-called Senatus Consultum de Bacchanaliibus, which was inscribed on a bronze tablet discovered in Calabria in 1640. The decree stated that the bacchanalia were prohibited throughout all of Italy, except in certain special cases, which must be approved specifically by the Senate. But despite this decree, despite the severe punishment inflicted to those found in violation of the decree, the festivals were not stamped out in Italy for a very long time. The court continued to be a constant feature of both ancient Greek and ancient Roman culture. Due to it being a court and it being a mysterious one at that, it's hard to say when and if it even died out at all.
Oh.
In the Villa of the Mysteries, which is an ancient Roman villa on the outskirts of Pompeii, there are paintings on the wall describing the festivals of the court of Dionysus. And like the rest of Pompeii, the villa was buried in the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 17 AD.
Oh.
So these are relatively rare survivals of ancient Roman paintings.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Can they be seen?
Yeah.
We need a holiday.
We can go in there. Yeah, this is where I stumbled upon the court, because I found the Villa of Mysteries. So I was like, oh, what's that? And then it was on about the court of Dionysus. And then I was like, okay,
ooh.
I really want to look into that. So the paintings were from at least before 79 AD. And I believe the court of Dionysus and its many iterations survived longer than the Senate wished, and maybe a version of it still exists today.
Oh, I bet it does.
Of course it does.
Because people, even if they listen back to ones, even if it had died out, people will, like, pick up on these courts now and then just start another one. Like, we're starting a court.
Yes, we've started a court. And it's because clearly it was still around, and then I can't... So what's BC to AD? 186 BC, that's 186 years before Christ. Yeah. AD is after Christ, right? Yeah. So that's a... I can't do the math in my head.
What was it in AD? 1640, did you say? Or did I make that up?
BC is 186 BC, and then AD is 79.
Oh, okay. Where did I get 1640 from? I just made that number up.
Oh, 1640, that is when the tablet was discovered.
Oh, right, okay. I knew I'd got that number from somewhere. Right, okay, so... a couple hundred years, pretty much.
So, yeah, after they tried to get rid of it, it's still going on.
Okay.
Pompeii happens.
Yeah.
And then it still happens,
but a lot of it's still lost.
It still happens, but it's just wiped out in Pompeii because everything's wiped out in Pompeii. But maybe the people outside of Pompeii came in.
Yeah.
So it's still
they already knew about it and they've spread.
Mm-hmm. With the discovery of the villa and the unearthing of the painting, I think it's a great metaphor for something being tried to be stamped out, but it continuing to live on.
A bit like a prohibition.
Yeah, so I think that is probably the very short history of the court that's probably still happening today.
I think it is.
It's full of wine and dicks. It sounds like a good court.
It does sound like a good court.
No one sounds like they're in it against their will.
then we find out they're all like captives.
Well, the women... the Roman version of it.
I feel like a lot of the women sound like they might be like, you know, like today, like giggly middle-aged women.
Oh, okay. So it wouldn't be as funny as we think it is.
Yeah. It would be if we had our version.
Okay. Yes.
But I feel like a lot of them that are around are middle-aged women that got a bit bored in their marriage. And they're just, but they've, the men that they've got are young men.
Mm.
Athletic-looking men is what I feel like they've gone for, if it's a modern-day version.
Maybe.
They're looking for a toy boy.
Well, think about it this way. The Greeks and the Romans, they're known for their sport. So maybe they're going to be like the fittest of the fittest.
Yeah, I don't imagine they had a little fat man on parade.
Maybe the fat ones are the gods. Because they're like the lazy ones.
True.
And they're making all the peasants work out for entertainment.
Okay.
Like with them.
Can you imagine training for that? What are you training for?
Me? What am I training for?
No, I mean like them in the thing. No, like imagine like the guys. If we imagine it in parade, how I mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if you like one of these forgets like they go in. Some of them go to wear and they go, oh, what are you training for? And I'm just like a parade in which I get my penis out. I'm practicing my catwalk.
I'm looking
for my best angle.
I was gonna do the right said Fred. On the catwalk. I thought it was an interesting court case.
Yeah, it was not, because when you typically think of a court, you think of very like religious
yeah.
sort of thing that it's gone wrong.
Whereas this is more an open religion, and it sounds like it's full of maybe orgies. Yeah, drunk people, full of orgies.
Lots of penises.
Lots of penises. No one seems to die, maybe.
We hope not. No, I'm imagining, you know how like they used to like, especially like Romans and stuff, they like to put like people in pits. No, and like with animals, and they get chased by, around by something, there's just a man.
Oh, no. There's a council of women. The men walk out doing that catwalk thing.
Okay.
And then, you know, in Gladiator, yeah, where he's like, got his thumb up, you survive. And yeah, if you put your thumb down,
oh, so he dies. If you get thumb down, you get eaten by an animal, like a tiger or something.
Yeah.
So if your penis isn't good enough.
It's not good enough, thumb down.
Okay. And back then you wanted a little penis.
Yeah. I mean, no, unless they know how to use it. But I don't think that's the point. Is it aesthetically pleasing?
I think it was for them, like, for like, you know when they do their, like, their statues and, like, paintings and things? Yeah. Everything looks, like, very neat and tidy and, like, there's nothing really, like, massive and out of proportion. But if you imagine those statues, you couldn't ever imagine one with a massive penis.
No, because even, like, the arms get lopped off sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they don't, like, long, obviously long gangly things. So that's what little penis is. The only thing they liked was long, was some, like, long legs.
But if the legs, yeah, I know.
So you got have long legs and a tiny penis. At what point did men get so self-conscious about having tiny penises? Or
probably society.
I also feel like back at the time, because they were very athletic, I don't know this because obviously I don't have a penis, but I feel like if you had a smaller penis, would it be easier to run?
Maybe. I have asked questions. Like, can you feel it when you run? Yeah.
Yeah, and if you got big balls.
Just.
Yeah. So maybe if you were smaller, on a whole, it was much easier.
Yeah, maybe.
Less sweaty as well.
Yeah, there's no tack of that.
No, because you know, like it's. I suppose it's not the same, but like for boobs, like big boobs are not practical for when you're trying to do exercise. They're just not practical in general. So maybe it's the same thing for penises.
Maybe.
Just gets in the way a bit. Probably makes sense. Not trip over it, but like.
As their way of life was sport, it seemed.
Yeah, a little penis was better.
Yeah.
I've solved the mystery of the tiny penis.
I think you have. So that's the history of
penises.
Maybe we could do an afterword.
Hey, does that does a museum of penises?
Oh, I know.
I kind of want to go.
I think there's one in Iceland. I wanted to go, and I was like,
It's a bit far to go to look at some penises.
I was there.
Oh yeah.
Because in one of the museums, they have the skin of a man and the skin of the man's legs. And it's the skin of the penis. It's all shriveled up.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's dead and it's probably from quite a long time ago.
Yeah. But I don't know why. I'm not sure if it's in the witches.
Have they stretched it?
No.
I mean, like, stretched it to, and then, like, pinned it down so you could...
I will show you after this.
Oh, okay. Is it, like, wrinkled? Proper wrinkled? Yeah. Nice.
It's really the legs are hairy.
That's the other thing with the statues. They don't depict them as being hairy. Like, I know they can't... put hair on the statues, but like they don't have hairy chests or pubes.
I think they're going for the smoothness.
Okay.
We're waffling now.
Yeah, sorry. Very distracted.
I hope you enjoyed the court case. And it was very hard. Oh yeah, the court of penis. That's why I was going to do
it. Penis court. That's what I found it.
I found it through the villa, and then I was researching, and then I was like, okay. I'll continue. But yeah, I can't record and listen to us at the same time. Jesus, it's too
weird. It's very complicated. So hopefully whoever is intercepting our audio, please stop.
Yeah.
It's bad enough that the waffling and Natasha's got to edit my waffle out.
And then we never know.
Sorry. Oh, you went a bit Marge Simpson then.
We never know how to end these.
No, we're a bit rubbish at it.
That's why I always leave in the awkwardness.
Yeah, so...
we never know how to start. We never know how to end. And then we lose ourselves, and then we're like, I don't know.
So basically, thank you for listening to our penis cult. We hope you have a nice day.
Yeah. Yeah. You keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.
God.